Headlining this year's Pittsburgh Comedy Festival are stand-up comedian Quincy Jones and improv group Sheldon. The nascent event that starts this Thursday also showcases local acts and offers families a chance to workshop their own comedy skills. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino learned more about Pittsburgh's growing comedy scene and how some young comedians are creating opportunities to be heard by new audiences. Friday night at the Pittsburgh Improv Comedy Club, local comic Ed Bailey is opening.
Now I live in Pittsburgh. I'm originally from Cleveland. Anybody from? Okay. First of all, thank you guys for raising your hand. Y'all ain't making no noise, but y'all raise your hand like it ain't dark as hell back there. But whatever, you white, so I saw you.
He's been doing stand-up for about 4 years.
If you're a young white dude and you've grown up in a black community, you know that your nickname is White Boy, whatever your real name is. You're not putting a lot of thought into that. It's White Boy Hunter, White Boy Kyle.
Before the show started, he told me that growing up, comedy was a way to get what he wanted. As he got older, he says he got a lot of peer pressure to take that attitude on stage.
And then my girlfriend now, one day, just handed me a list of open mics. She's like, we're doing this. And then I've been doing it ever since.
A few years later, he opened for famous comic Hannibal Buress. He also co-hosts a podcast called Drinking Partners with his friend Dave Bracey, who has maybe the best laugh ever. We caught up at an East Liberty bar to chat. The Braddock native started in comedy by doing YouTube videos. He says he didn't think there was a comedy scene in Pittsburgh until he searched for it and found some guys that had been keeping the scene alive.
And they saw like the boom of the 80s, the death like in the late 90s, and like the resurgence that we're going through now. And it's not even just in Pittsburgh, it's, you know, nationwide. It just so happens that Pittsburgh is also in that uptick. You know, people want to do things and there's enough money to go into the art scene and the support, so.
Bracey says when he started hitting up open mics, there'd be like 20 people on the list. Now, it's more like 40, and there are more mics per week. But there are also other options. There's still your one mainstream club, the Improv. The up-and-coming Arcade Comedy Theater downtown hosts improv and alternative shows. And Bailey and Bracey host a live version of their podcast every month in various breweries, bringing comedy to a different audience.
Especially when we're at the breweries, we make a reference to the fact that we are the only black people in the building, and we usually are. And it's nice because when people see us, like, they see at least two different varieties of black. They get to see a diverse black and how they relate to that black. If you're laughing, you relate.
Bracey says social dynamics can change in that context.
Like, I would never talk to an old white dude just randomly walking down the street, I mean, with his wife. He might even cross the street, but like once we get done with a podcast, he's shaking my hand, would you like a beer? Like, it's bridging that gap and letting people know, like, hey, you know, like, we're the same, for real, for real. I mean.
He says he wants to start the conversation that's sometimes uncomfortable with friends and family in a personal context. Laughter begets laughter and can help make it easier to talk about things like race. He says the upcoming Pittsburgh Comedy Festival is another way to get comedy to new audiences. Bracey served as this year's stand-up director, booking diverse talent from around town and across the country. The event also offers improv workshops and family days. Bracey expects an audience of college students, passers-by, yinzers, and tourists.
And with the Comedy Festival, like, that is part of the goal, is to let the whole country know, like, hey, look at, you know, what we're doing here.
Comedian Ed Bailey will perform at the festival. He says the event is indicative of the growing scene, which isn't the biggest in the country, but that can be good news for those who are trying to make a name for themselves.
I think what's good about this scene is everybody kind of understands that we are the building blocks, and you don't get to be that in other cities. You don't get to be the groundwork, the framework, the foundation. So there's a little more, I guess, pride in these opportunities that we've been able to forge because we're getting them from scratch.
The Pittsburgh Comedy Festival is a nonprofit, entirely volunteer-run event. This year, it started offering a pay-what-you-can pricing model for some workshops and performances to make programming more accessible. The event runs August 25th through 28th at the Henry Heyman Theater inside the Stephen Foster Memorial. For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Virginia Alvino.